One of the country's most successful conservation programs may be scaled back drastically. Since the 1980s, the Conservation Reserve Program has protected 40 million acres of wildlands found on private farms. Environmentalists love this program. But the Bush administration may once again let farmers grow crops on protected lands. NPR's John Nielsen explains.
In recent years, the price of crops like corn has shot through the roof, prompting cries to plant more of it. Jesse Sepcheck is a spokesman for the American Meat Institute, whose members use corn to feed their livestock. He says many farmers want to start planting crops like corn in the land set aside under the Conservation Reserve Program.
Corn prices are about triple what they were just a year and a half ago, and we think that there should be an opportunity for farmers to opt out of the contract and respond to those market signals.
For more than 30 years now, these contracts have been paying farmers to protect swamps, shaded streams, and other environmentally significant lands that the farmers own. 450,000 farmers now participate in the program. Sepcheck says that doesn't leave a lot of land available for new corn crops. That's why the Department of Agriculture may soon start putting these reserves back under the plow, and that scares conservationists like Neil Shader of Ducks Unlimited. He says it's far more important to maintain these reserves than it is to find places for more corn.
The Conservation Reserve Program is the most successful private lands conservation program in U.S. history. This is the holy grail of conservation.
Shader says the benefits of this protection program are impressive. Every year, for example, conservation reserves help stop more than 400 million tons worth of soil erosion. Shader says they've also put huge numbers of birds into western and midwestern skies.
Land in the prairie pothole region of North and South Dakota, Minnesota, Montana, and Iowa usually produces about 2.2 million ducks that are added to each year's fall migration. That's equal to the number of ducks harvested from Maine to Florida, all along the Atlantic coast.
But it's not just farmers and food producers who need this corn. It's also ethanol producers who snap up more than a quarter of the corn crop every year. Agriculture Secretary Ed Schaefer tried to answer some of those concerns last May when he opened two-thirds of the nation's conservation reserves to limited haymaking and grazing. That plan has been put on hold by a U.S. District Court judge, but Marcy Hilt, a press officer with the Agriculture Department, says Schaefer's now considering a far more sweeping proposal. It would allow farmers to turn reserves back into fields and pastures and keep the money that they got paid to protect them in the first place. Economist Tom Elam of Farm Econ LLC says that's an offer that a lot of farmers won't be able to refuse, mostly because they can make a lot of money planting high-priced corn.
The value of the potential production off of that land is doubled or tripled. So the economic pressures on the farmers are to try to get the land out of the program so they can start to farm it.
Environmental groups say that's a change that could do all kinds of environmental damage without putting a dent into the price of corn. Duane Havorka of the National Wildlife Federation has been talking to the USDA, reminding them that the land in these reserves will not produce big yields.
It's not the level, black, deep soils that you have in some locations. It's environmentally sensitive, but it's also economically marginal because it's really not the best land for producing crops in a lot of cases.
Schaefer's office says a decision could come any day now. John Nielsen, NPR News, Washington.